Geek Free with Simon O'Connor. Fridays at 10 a.m. right here on RCR, Reality Check Radio.
Well, we have this breakfast takeover occurring as we cover for Paul, and so various hosts are involved, and I wanted to draw a few more of the hosts in. So I'm joined now by my fellow host, Natalie Cutler-Welsh. Natalie, welcome along.
Thank you so much, Simon. It's good to be here from the Up Your Brave show.
Well, it is great to have you on. Look, I just love the title, Up Your Brave. In fact, look, let's jump straight in. Where did that name come from?
That is an interesting story. I'll give you the short version. So I'm a business visibility coach for women entrepreneurs. And I've been going for 12 years. And about, I don't know, let's say 8 years ago, I remember saying to a fellow colleague, a peer, and I said, I do so many things that people get confused about what I do. And she said, Nat. She looks at me straight in the eye, Nat. You help people. You're a trailblazer. You help people to up their brave. And I was like, oh my goodness, you're right. So in a way, I'm a confidence coach. I'm kind of a connections coach. I'm actually a friendship coach, you know, but I'm a business coach. And so anyway, Up Your Brave became something that I created a keynote around. My website is upyourbrave.com. My Instagram is upyourbrave. So it's something I've had for about 8 years. And so naturally, when I got invited to have my own show on RCR, and I was told, you'll probably get pushback. You know, you've been bullied in the past. You'll probably get bullied for having a show. I'm like, bring it. What do you want to call it? And I said, can we call it Up Your Brave? And she was like, yep, there you go.
I love it. It's one of those funny things because in a sense, grammatically, it's a bit quirky, a bit like my own show, Speak Free. Grammatically doesn't sort of work, yet it does work. and it instantly is attractive. I mean, you've just talked to me. Look, a lot of people who are on RCR will be listening to your show, mine and others, but there will be some who don't for whatever reason because, well, yours is what, Wednesdays, 1 to 4?
Yep.
Mine's on a Friday morning. But how is it that you've got into this coach? I mean, for me, you're an incredibly enthusiastic, joyful, happy person. You're coaching all across the spectrum. You do holistic health, well-being. What was the catalyst? How did you find yourself in this space?
In high school, I just wanted to help people to do and be more than they ever thought possible. High school was a long time ago, and that's pretty much all I've done. But the modus operandi has changed, but the mission has not. So I actually, you might not know this, when I moved to New Zealand at the age of 23 to discover my heritage, my parents are Kiwis, and so are their parents, and so are their parents. I was born in Canada, hence my accent. But I wanted to discover my heritage, and I studied outdoor education. So I'm actually really all about personal discovery and expansion and growth through using the outdoors as a medium for personal reflection. That's where I started really at the age of 23 after studying university for 4 years, international development, AKA Save the World Studies, and human geography, because I'm fascinated by humanity and I still am. And ooh, that's really
well,
been...
We have a crossover there, just by the way. Human geography is one of my degrees, but less exciting compared to all the other stuff that you're doing, but I've interrupted your flow rudely.
No, it's great. I love when you discover things about people, like synergies and connections. But I guess my main point is ever since high school, I've wanted to help people do and be more than they ever thought possible. And first it was the outdoor. First it was Save the World, you know. Then it was the outdoors. And then it was parenting. I'm actually an author of a parenting book helping people to, it's called If Only They Told Me, All the Things You Wish You'd Been Told, From Pregnancy to Starting School. That's where I started off as a parenting author because I found parenting really hard. Not so much parenting, the marriage side, when you have kids, I found it really much harder than anyone had ever talked about. So I wrote a book because I'm here to help people and I'm here to have bold discussions. And that's what I've always done. And then I did my master's of environmental education. So I wanted to help people in the sustainability. And I've always been an eco geek, not a virtue signaling eco geek, just an old school op shopping, composting, you know, just a washable nappies kind of mother. And it's fascinating to see how that, you know, that journey has continued, or the phrase of sustainability has been tainted over the years. So, and then I got into business. That's long story short. Then I got into business helping specifically women entrepreneurs. And today, 12 years later, specifically holistic healers, coaches, speakers, and authors who, like me, are here to basically raise the consciousness and help to heal humanity.
Gosh, there's so much to delve into there. Look, I can relate to the sustainability side, it probably won't surprise you or anyone with my political leanings. I'm not into virtue signaling, but actually for Rachel and I in our home, from having chickens to bees to worm farms, composting, it's all quite important to us. We don't make a big, big thing of it, but actually it's those little steps that we think actually can make a big difference. The other is, if I might, not that I've written a book, Natalie, but my secret to parenting was getting married late in life, not fathering any children, but inheriting 5 stepchildren when the youngest was 6. So I sort of missed all the difficult parts.
Well, 5 is next level, I have to say. Good on you.
Well, clearly quite a journey. You've got this desire, it strikes me, to obviously engage with people, to share your experiences without getting too philosophical. I mean, is this quite a important part for you in your life, that actually it's not just your learnings, but learnings that can and should be shared with others?
Well, that's why I love being a host so much, and you're probably the same. I use the phrase shine the light. That's what I've always done, is shine the light on other people. I'm happy to be in the limelight myself, but I love shining the light on others and basically asking questions, drawing out the stories, drawing out the wisdom, and sharing it with the world. That's what we do. And we are allowed to talk about topics that don't generally get covered on other media platforms. And we're allowed to ask whatever we want. I mean, it's brilliant.
So you said you were sought after, or you've sought to be on RCR and setting up Your Brave. What was that? Well, I suppose you've somewhat answered it, but what led you into the radio space? Obviously, you're an author, you're a business coach. Had you done radio or media before? How did you end up in this radio space?
I started off as a podcaster before podcasting was cool. So literally, probably about 12 years ago, I had a parenting podcast called If Only They Told Me. We did 200 episodes. I also, at the same time, had a business podcast called Go To Girl, which is my business name because I'm a super connector and I know all the people. And so I was very accustomed to interviewing people, to talking, and I did solo podcasts where it was just me talking. And then I also had a co-host on my parenting one. So, and that's a unique talent as well, to be able to podcast and riff with someone versus by yourself versus interviewing others. They're all different skills. So I had a long, many years of podcasting and interviewing people. Then when my book was published, I got invited on the morning show back then. You know, it was called The Morning Show. And then I think there was a show called Breakfast that I was on. And this, you know, Seven Sharp did a feature on me. If you want to Google me, there's some all sorts of things. And I was used to being on TV doing a 4-minute interview, you know, on the radio doing a 15-minute interview, on a podcast doing a 40-minute interview. So I'm no stranger to speaking and to interviewing others. So that's how I basically that's how I got the job. I had the skills. I also, as Claire said, when she shoulder tapped me, she said, you know, because you had the courage to stick your head above the pulpit, we really would love you to be part of this. And she knew that I could do the job because I've been interviewing people. So I just, no training required. I just jumped in and I knew all the people. I know tons of people to interview. It was easy. It's me and my happy place.
Well, I love that term too, the whole super connector. It's one of the, I'm learning. I mean, I've done podcasts, but nowhere near the number that you have, nowhere near the experience. But there is something quite, trying to find the right word, something quite profound about engaging with others, and that, yes, I learn from, well, people learn from our interviews, but I learn so much listening to them. It's a real privilege. So with Up Your Brave, I mean, again, what are some of the key things you like to explore? Or perhaps maybe the better question, Natalie, is when you look back on all the work you've done through Up Your Brave, what are some of the interviews or personalities which stand out to you?
Well, we've done over 100, I probably had about 120 interviews now on the Up Your Brave show. And my range, like when I introduce the show, I say, you know, it's all about holistic health, motivation, inspiration, and more. So it's spirituality. I mean, I cover a big range of topics, but it all comes down to empowerment. You know, and people, they kind of joke, you know, oh, if you need a feel good moment or you need some uplifting, go and listen to the Up Your Brave show. Well, that's true. But I was also the first person to interview Gloria Masters about the issue of child sex trafficking in New Zealand. And so, you know, I do cover some dark or tragic topics, but the way that they're presented, like I interviewed the producer of Sound of Freedom. The movie, the documentary. I also interviewed the documentary filmmaker for You know, a few other things like the Wellington protests we talked about. So I do cover some tragic and life-changing topics, but we do it in a way that people leave feeling empowered. And that's really important to me.
Well, says me, sometimes the paradox exists that actually it's in suffering, not that we want it, but actually it's through those tough moments that we get some of the more profound, the profound insights, not just all about a sugar hit. I know that you've got over the weekend a show coming up. You're going to be highlighting or showcasing a couple of really important interviews you've had. You want to tell us a little bit about that?
Yeah, well, I've got so many to choose from, obviously, but one that I'm going to pull out of the bag that we haven't heard in a long time is one of the very first interviews that I did, probably in the first 2 months that the RCR was around, my interview with Bruce Lipton. So many of our listeners, but not all of them, will know that who Bruce Lipton is. He's an American man, very well known, all about holistic health and healing. And that is a topic that if you listen to my show, there's a lot about holistic health and well-being, because I feel like a lot of that has been, I'm going to say, quashed and squashed intentionally over the years. So it's great to have Bruce on sharing his wisdom. We're going to bring him back, and I've got a few others. One of my other favorite interviews was with Stacey Taylor, and we talk about masculinity and really supporting men to heal. And that's a powerful interview. He's an incredible guest. Simon, you know when you get a guest who is just so real, so humble, so wise, like everything he said, I could have just taken notes the entire time. Like so many, to use a media term, sound bites, but just such gold. And I was so excited to share that with my listeners, because I think a lot of it comes down to the relationship between men and women, but also how women and especially how men show up in this fascinating time that we're all navigating at the moment.
Which is another remarkable thing, may I say, for what you're doing, because you've spoken a few times here this morning about women's empowerment, but you're clearly engaging with, if you will, the masculine side. And I suspect there's a relationship there to explore. So this is on Saturday. You're having a few, my term here, sort of a highlights.
Yeah.
That's on Saturday. So people can tune in for that. But obviously, if they want to be following you and Up the Brave, that's Wednesdays from 1 to 4 each week. So, Natalie, look, thank you so much for coming on this morning. And just thank you. Look, I enjoy listening to your show. I just really commend listeners to do the same.
Thank you so much, Simon. It's been awesome to be on your show. And another one that I've got coming up in the future is one talking about animal communication. So I started doing a few about pets as well, which people are really enjoying. So stay tuned, everybody, and remember to up your brave.
Great to have you on.
Are you on the RCR mailing list? Never miss a beat of the news and hard-hitting stories you've come to know and love. Stay in the loop. Visit realitycheck.radio/email.